morning. My guest this morning is John Vissman from the Raven Performing Arts Theater. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, talk about an American classic. I can't really cite a play that I think is closer to being sort of the all-time American classic theater piece than Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men.
I totally agree. It is. This really is like knocking something off my bucket list, having the opportunity to direct this play. I was asked about a year ago, and the last year I've been thinking of the music for the intermission and the pre-show music and the time. I actually am the same age as this play, or within, I don't know, when it opened, but I'm an old fella. In 1937, I was born, and that's when the play was written. And my family was hit by the Depression quite hard at the time. We were a very poor family, so I relate on so many levels and play about loneliness, about our needing to connect, and the impossible
dream.
Where
were you during this time?
Well, in the early part, I mean, when I was in my non-memory part, when I was in Santa Ana, California. But my dad, who had been a newspaper reporter all his life, and then they went out of business, and he ended up, he took a job up at San Quentin just to have a job. And we moved to San Quentin when I was about 3 or 4 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long did you live there?
Oh, let me see. I graduated from San Quentin Grammar School, so I was there that long.
You managed not to be a criminal.
Managed it completely.
Wow. I suspect that many people who are, maybe most people who are listening to this interview, at least know the general story of Mice and Men. Can you cite some particular emphases that you're using without giving the play away?
Well, sure. To me, it is the American dream, the impossibility of some people really achieving that dream, though we say it's out there for everybody. Because within the play, George and Lenny, the two main people, Lenny, who was mentally challenged, and George, they travel together, and George pulls him out of trouble all the time because he makes mistakes and does things he shouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
And within the context of the ranch that they end up, there's an old guy whose dog, I mean, he's got a hand cut off, and he knows he's going to be let go at some point. And they all slowly buy into this dream. But as best laid plans of mice and men have oft gone aglee, as Robert Burns said in his poem,
and
as
John Steinbeck said right here.
Yes.
So you were opening tonight. Is the cast ready? Are you all excited and ready to go?
They're so ready, yes. It's a great cast, by the way. I really, maybe most people do, but I've directed a lot of plays, and this is just a treat to work with these people.
How many people in the cast?
It's a 10 cast, 9 men and 1 woman. And the woman's part, Curly's wife, doesn't even have a name in the play, but it's an important, pivotal role as far as what happens. Chris Schlimp is Lenny, and Jeremy Boucher is George. And it's a treat.
Have you directed anything that is close to this in feeling, in terms of its place in the American theater canon?
No, I think not in the American theater canon. Some of the issues, I mean, I directed Hamlet once, and that's also one of my favorite plays. A lot goes on in that. There's so much symbolism in this play. And the set, by the way, the set design and the lighting design is all done around the symbolism. It's a minimalistic set. Absolutely beautiful. It's going to be a nice one. But I can't think of another play that I've directed. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Close. That's another era, but it's got the same kind
thing.
Of iconic quality to it.
I almost forgot that one, yes.
John, thank you very much for coming in, and good luck with tonight's opening.
Thank you.
Let's remind people, please write this down. Please don't miss seeing a performance of Mice and Men. It's the Raven Performing Arts Center. Performing at the Raven Theater in Healdsburg, opening tonight, April 10th, and playing through the 26th. For tickets and information, the best way to do it is at raventheaterwithaner.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.